Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to kicking butt in life. Ever feel like your brain's got the attention span of a goldfish? Like you start a task, then suddenly you're deep down the rabbit hole of cat videos on YouTube. Don't worry, I've been there. We live in a world that's constantly vying for our attention, notifications popping up, emails piling up, people talking at us. It's enough to make your head spin. That's why today's episode is all about creating a freaking awesome environment where focus and productivity can thrive. Think of it as building your own personal zen zone. Minus the monks and chanting though, if that works for you, go for it. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways to help you transform your space into a productivity powerhouse. First up, declutter like your life depends on it. We're talking physical clutter here, those piles of paperwork that mysteriously multiply overnight, the overflowing laundry basket, that half-finished project languishing in the corner. Ever feel like your mind is mirroring your surroundings? Yep, that's a thing. A cluttered space can lead to a cluttered mind, making it harder to focus and think clearly. So take some time to declutter, get organized, and create a sense of calm in your physical space. You'll be amazed at how much clearer your head feels. Next, light up your life literally. Natural light is like magic for focus. It boosts serotonin levels, making you feel more alert and energized. Think about it. Haven't you noticed how much easier it is to concentrate when you're outside on a sunny day? Try to work near a window whenever possible, or if that's not an option, invest in some good quality lamps that mimic natural light. And speaking of light, ditch those harsh overhead fluorescent bulbs. They're notorious for causing eye strain and headaches, which are the enemies of focus. Now, let's talk about sound. Have you ever tried to concentrate with a soundtrack of construction noise or your neighbor's overly enthusiastic karaoke session? It's practically impossible. Choose a soundtrack that helps you focus, think calm in instrumental music, nature sounds, or even white noise. If you're struggling to find the right tune, there are tons of apps and websites dedicated to providing focused ambient soundscapes. Speaking of tech, we gotta talk about those pesky notifications. You know those little red badges that scream for attention? They're like digital gremlins constantly pulling you away from what you're trying to do. My advice? Turn them off. Or at least silence them during your designated focus time. Treat your phone like a tool, not a tyrant. Finally, let's talk about the power of rituals. Think of it like this. A morning routine sets the tone for the day, just like an evening ritual helps you wind down and prepare for restful sleep. Find a few simple rituals that help you create a focused mindset. Maybe it's lighting a scented candle, sipping your favorite tea, or taking a short walk to clear your head before diving into work. These small actions can have a big impact on your ability to concentrate and get things done. Let me paint you a picture. You're sitting down at your desk ready to tackle that important project. But then your phone buzzes with a notification, your email inbox pings, and your colleague pops by for a quick chat. Sound familiar? Suddenly, your focus is gone, replaced by a sense of overwhelm and frustration. Now imagine this. You're in your dedicated workspace, bathed in natural light, listening to calming music, your phone on silent. A cup of tea steams beside you, and the scent of lavender fills the air. You take a deep breath, close your eyes for a moment, and feel a sense of calm wash over you. Ready to work? You got this. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Declutter, optimize lighting, choose calming sounds, silence those notifications, and establish powerful rituals. By implementing these strategies, you can create an environment that fosters focus, boosts productivity, and helps you achieve your goals. All right, go out there and conquer your day. I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of Stoic wisdom to help you navigate the world with clarity, purpose, and a whole lot of swagger. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with your friends. Let's spread the Stoic love.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.